Hey, hello, and welcome back to a very special episode of Beaten System of Kevin Sue, episode number 30. This is by far, well, so far, my most elaborate and difficult scheme to pull off. We are scheming PayPal out of $20. As of right now, and as they've been doing for quite a while, what PayPal has is they'll give you 10 bucks for referring a friend. And how you refer a friend is you send 1 cent to them, someone who doesn't have PayPal, and you get 10 bucks each. That's the key detail. So if you go to a special link, which I've had a lot of trouble, like, getting to work consistently, it's paypal.com/us/invitepal, P-A-L. All you have to do is have an existing PayPal account that you haven't done this offer, which I'm assuming most of you haven't. And then you send 1 cent to a fake email you have to make. Just go to Gmail and make a fake email. It takes 2 minutes. I've already explained how to do this. You send 1 cent to them. In reality, this will cost you 5 cents because of PayPal fees, but you're going to make 20 bucks if this all works out. And then you go from that side, from the email. You check your email and it says, oh, so-and-so sent you 1 cent on PayPal. Go make an account so you can access it. You make a brand new account. You use that fake email because you've already made the fake email. Then, using the Google Voice account made with that new fake email, the Gmail, you go to Google Voice and you automatically have an account ready for you. You get that fake phone number. You put the fake phone number in with your fake email. You verify both of them. And you have a PayPal account. You don't even need to use a real address. And now, because the deal has gone through, you accept the money. 10 bucks goes to the original account. 10 bucks goes to the new account. You then attach your card, withdraw $10, withdraw $10 from the other account, and you just made $20. Now, before you go running around doing this 1,000 times, it's not as easy as it seems. You need a unique card. That's the tricky part. Most of the time, I've actually been able to reuse a card up to 3 times. That's probably the limit, I guess. I wouldn't go more than 2 just to be safe. Because you need to unlink and relink your cards. Because you can't have the same card on multiple accounts. You can do this more times because you can send the money directly through your bank account, which I've done. And if you have more than one bank account, then that's excellent for you. Or if you can't get a new credit card number or a new bank account number, you can wait the long run, like I've done, 4 times, and have them send a check to your house. Now, that's the last thing I would do because they take $1.50 out to produce the check and then send it to you, but it's still free money. So, you use my old account, my old episode, sorry, episode 18, which is available as of April 1st, free credit cards. You go to privacy.com, attach your credit card, and then make as many burner credit cards as you need. I believe the limit, though, is again 3. I don't know why 3. And once you have 3 unique cards, you're going to need more Google Voice numbers. So, make another Gmail. And once you have another Gmail, you have the fake email and the fake phone number already prepared for you so you can do this again. And you can do it again and again. But the most important thing is you can use the same original account to send the 1 cent that receives the $10. So in the end, for every $20 you make, you only need one more new account. Because you can just use one of the old accounts. I prefer using, like, your personal account to get the original $10. And you just do this over and over again as long as you can bear. And it's amazing. Well, there it was. That was episode 30 of Beating the System of Kevin Sue. Hopefully we'll be around for another 30 episodes and maybe more. We'll see.